Welcome to Minutes of Truth radio program brought to you by the Ellettsville Church of Christ. We invite you to open your Bible and follow along as Paul Adams leads us in a study of God's Word.
You are listening today to the Minutes of Truth radio broadcast. My name is Paul Adams, and Mark Schatz is here, and we're studying the Word of God together. It's always good to be able to take time to study the Word with a brother in Christ. We'll be looking today in James chapter 5, beginning at verse 4, but last time we talked about the danger of putting our trust in riches, and we saw how those things are corruptible, but then we're going to see today how they came about by corrupt means. And as we look at that, Mark, could you kind of tie in for us where this topic of how we treat others based upon our economics, how that ties in with the rest of the message that James has?
Well, Paul, we talked about how that what we value drives our life, and we could see those rich people valued money, and we're going to see today how that drove their life, the way they treated other people and everything. But I wanted to look here and see how the message of James is consistent. And talks about how that God and Christ should drive our life. And there's some things like chapter 1, verse 27. We looked at pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. This shows that in pure and undefiled religion, that money, being rich or poor, has nothing to do with anything as far as God's sight. You could be poor and acceptable to God, you can be rich, or you could have money, and if you used it properly and didn't trust in it, you could be acceptable to God. Right the very next verse after that, in chapter 2, verse 1, he says, "My brethren, do not hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with partiality." And then he proceeds on in chapter 2 to show the partiality that he's talking about. He says, "If there should come into your assembly a man with gold rings and fine apparel, and there should also come in a poor man in filthy clothes, and you pay attention to the one wearing the fine clothes and say to him, 'You sit here in a good place,' and say to the poor man, 'You stand there or sit here at my footstool,' have you not shown partiality among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts?" They seem to struggle a little bit with this idea of rich people are successful, that money is important in serving Christ, and that caused them to treat each other differently. It caused them to show partiality among themselves and to become judges with evil thoughts. And he goes on and he says in chapter 2, verse 5, "Listen, my beloved brethren, has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him?" That's the secret right there. God has chosen those who would be rich in faith to be heirs of the kingdom and to receive the reward. We're going to see the people in chapter 5 here, the rich that are to weep and to howl. They're not rich in faith. They're rich in riches, and it drives their life and causes them to do unrighteous things. If they were rich in faith, they would do good Christ-like things towards other people. But we're going to see that they're not.
That's right. And as we look here, you mentioned that verse, how pure and undefiled religion, it looks out for those who have needs in this life, not just at how you can step over and accomplish more and more. But we're going to see that, as I mentioned at the very beginning of our study, that the corruption that is part of the means by which they have gained their riches. Let's go ahead and read our text for today, Mark. James chapter 5, verses 4 through 6.
It says, "Indeed, the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, cry out, and the cries of the reapers have reached the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. You have lived on the earth in pleasure and luxury. You have fattened your hearts as in a day of slaughter. You have condemned, you have murdered the just. He does not resist you."
Well, as we look at this and we study through here, we find out that they treated others badly just so that they could accomplish financial gain. He talks about the wages of the laborers who mowed their field that they kept back by fraud, and their cries of injustice have reached up to God. And while they have lived in pleasure and luxury, I found it really interesting, Mark, here a verse that he talks about there in verse 5, how they have fattened their hearts as in a day of slaughter. It almost sounds like what we might do with an animal that we're going to eat.
Yeah, you mentioned the idea of the veal that's raised. They'll take this young calf and they'll put him in a little pen and they don't want him to walk around and they'll bring his food to him. And he probably thinks he has it really great. He doesn't have to work. He doesn't have to walk around and get his own food. They feed little calves like that really good food. And what that little calf doesn't realize is that he's being fattened up for the slaughter. All of that life of ease and luxury that he enjoyed brought about the slaughter upon him and his destruction. And that's what's going on with these people. All the luxury they have, the pleasure and the luxury, it's like they're being fattened up for destruction at the end because they're not rich in faith. Paul, one thing I thought was interesting in verse 4, it talks about the wages of the laborers who mowed your field. These laborers had put righteous work in. They had worked, and they didn't get paid for it. They were defrauded. And he talks about the cries of the reaper. These reapers had come and they had reaped the fields. They'd done honest work, as we would call it today. But they'd been defrauded by these rich people. What I thought was interesting in verse 4 is that God noticed that. God knew that. These rich people may have thought they've gotten away with it and just made themselves more rich. But it says that this type of activity, where we cheat people because we love money, that God notices that it cries out, and God notices it and he hears it.
That's right, like the stall-fed calf who thinks that he's got everything made. He thinks it's just perfect, but this luxury, benefit that he has that he's not working for is actually working his own slaughter. And that's what it says here. I think that's excellent, Mark, is that they think they've got away with it. They think that they have cheated others. They've gotten rich on the backs of others. But here we see that in reality that God has seen that, and the luxury and all this that they have laid up for themselves is really just totally corrupt. God knows it, and God's going to hold them accountable for that. We see that the rich in these days have gone beyond just stealing, just taking from these people. But in verse 6, he says that they have condemned and they have murdered the just, and he does not resist you. So they're willing to go to any means. You think that's true sometimes in our world today, that people are willing to go to any means to achieve financial gain?
Yeah, you can see that in the lives that we live, that people actually do that. They'll do whatever it takes, whether it's illegal, whether it's immoral, whatever it takes to get money and material things. That drives their lives. That's what they value, and it causes them to treat other people in the same way. It says, you have condemned. Maybe this is unrighteous condemnation. We've talked earlier about things like James has about bribes and perverting justice, and we could look at that. Maybe they were involved in that, and they weren't interested in the truth because they wanted the money more. He says, you've murdered the just. And at the end of verse 6, he says, he does not resist you. They think they have gotten away with it. They think they've gotten away with the fraud, the condemnation, the murder, the heaping up the treasure that they have. But they haven't gotten away with it. And we're going to see that in the next radio program that we do. They've not gotten away with it. God knows, and God is in control.
You know, and what's really great, we'll see this next time, is that as we read on, he calls upon these Christians to be looking to the end and living to the end, living in a way in which they're ready for the end and being faithful to God and all of that. And so we have to always live each day with a view of eternity. And so that would be a message that we could take from James today, to live each day not at how we can cheat and gain over others, but how we can serve others, serve the Lord, and be ready for heaven. We'd love to talk with you more about that at any point in time that you'd like to talk with us. And we hope that you will continue to study with us through this book of James as we'll come together, Lord willing, next time for a few more minutes of truth.
Minutes of Truth is presented by the Ellettsville Church of Christ, meeting at 303 West Temperance Street in Ellettsville, Indiana. We invite you to our worship services on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. Bible study times are 9:45 a.m. on Sunday and 7 p.m. on Wednesday. We hope you will join us again next week at the same time for a few more minutes of truth.